Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Lots of fragments of economic data floating around this week. Very hard to build a, I suppose, a cohesive picture of what's going on. On one hand, we have a 12% drop in GDP, which on the surface sounds rather alarming and has affected European GDP figures. And on the other side, though, however, corporation taxes rising by 9% based on the month of May. So it's kind of hard to see, pull all these different contradictory pieces of data together into some kind of mosaic. But maybe the man who I'm now going to interview can help me. Cliff Taylor is a columnist with the Irish Times. Cliff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Emmett.
Good. Listen, as I said in the intro, lots of different things going on. Let's get this 12% GDP revision out of the way, because that's the one that I suppose has prompted a fair bit of alarm and even impacted Eurozone GDP figures as well. So is this very much just in the realm of the statistical treatment, or is there something more meaningful going on with that number?
No, this is just a statistical quirk, I guess you could say. We've seen before how the activities of multinationals here have an outsized effect on Ireland's economic data, and particularly on GDP. So, I mean, after these figures were published, we had headlines in the Financial Times yesterday about a slump in Ireland affecting the Eurozone figures, because the fall here was so big in the first quarter that it pushed the Eurozone overall GDP data into a minus situation from a plus that it would have been otherwise. But what happened really was that there was this massive build-up. You might remember the threats of tariffs on pharma from Donald Trump last year. And ahead of that, the big pharma companies here that sell back to the US sent massive amounts of product back to the American market to try and get into warehouses there before these tariffs came into effect. Now, in the event the tariffs didn't happen on pharma, but it had a massive effect on the Irish figure, because the output this year was a lot lower from the pharma sector, and that push led to this big fall in Irish GDP in the first quarter. But it's really a statistical thing. We saw a huge jump in GDP last year. Now we're seeing a huge slump. But I think we have to look elsewhere in the figures to get a real measure of what.
And Cliff, would you agree that, like, for people like myself and yourself, I mean, we're tearing our hair out because we have gross domestic demand, we have GNI, we have GNP, we've GDP. I mean, I used to talk to a colleague for years ago who said, look, just forget any of those and just look at employment and so on. I mean, it's absolutely a nightmare for those of us who are trying to analyse the economy. Obviously, the CSO have a different job to do, but nevertheless, to get a handle on where we're at is extremely difficult because the measures are so diverse.
Yeah, I mean, the one that CSO tends to focus on is one called Modified Domestic Demand, which is not a very pleasant title, but it is kind of designed to measure the overall economy, the overall domestic economy, so to speak, and it was up around 4%. So if you look at things that, kind of understand, consumer spending is still ahead by a couple of percent. Investment is strong. So the domestic economy is ticking over, perhaps a little slower than it was last year, but still growing, still reasonably sound, given kind of the international backdrop. So overall, the indicators are pretty good. And as you mentioned in your intro there, the tax figures for May were notably strong. If you look at the first 5 months of the year, total taxes were up 6% compared to last year. That's ahead of what was expected in the budget. Income taxes are particularly strong, up 7%. Corporation tax is strong again over the big months there or later in the year. So overall, the health check for the economy from the figures this week, when you kind of put this GDP thing to the side, is still reasonably solid.
And Cliff, when we look at, like, let's do a threat assessment to the Irish economy, the two of us, right? Like, there's different threats out there. Tech employment is softening. We can see overnight there's been a slump in some AI shares, although it seems to be mainly related to interest rates rather than any kind of worry about frothiness. But also then, the slowdown in corporation tax receipts here, is it going to be coming from a lower profitability of the companies? Is it going to be because they restructure their operations? Or is it just going to be, the whole Iran conflict and inflation bubbling up? So there's a lot of threats, but it's actually quite difficult to identify the chief threat, if I can put it like that.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Well, I think the Iran conflict is still the one to watch. I think the markets and businesses are pushing ahead on the basis that it's hopefully going to be solved, and that oil prices won't go much higher than they are at the moment. Were that to go the other direction, I think that would certainly be a threat to the economy and to consumers. You know, if we saw oil prices shooting up further. I think it's worth watching the Irish jobs market. There are kind of some contradictory indicators there. The income tax figures this year were good, but unemployment is up as well. Youth unemployment is high. There's the tech layoffs. It's just a slightly more nervous feel about the jobs market and indications that it might be coming off the top and might fall a little bit. And then I think the other thing to watch is the whole AI story, the AI bubble. We did see this significant enough fall in US shares last night, down about 4% on the day, the biggest fall for some months. It was, as you say, due to
interest rate policy,
employment figures which were out earlier, and fears that interest rates would go up in the US later in the year. But I think that was kind of just maybe almost a bit of excuse for a bit of profit taking. There's a bit of nervousness in the market. There are big IPOs coming up, including Elon Musk's SpaceX. So I think the nervousness in the US market and the fallout of that in the overall stock markets worldwide and confidence is worth watching as well.
And Cliff, just before I let you go, because this last part I haven't mentioned at all, but in terms of the budget in October, we know the government has a certain amount of sort of, gunpowder available to it. But at the same time, they will have the whole issue of, you know, restraining themselves. You know, as you said, those corporation tax receipts aren't going to be at this level forever, etc. All of those countervailing pressures. So a lot of people I talk to say, well, you know, there is going to be an inflation spike, but the government has enough sort of, they sort of have a war chest that they can blunt a lot of that come October. How much road do they have to kind of run down, you know, and to sort of protect and put a kind of a blanket around consumers in that budget? Or do you actually think, well, no, they don't actually have that much runway? So I suppose there's a bit of complacency there, or maybe it's just going to be a repeat of the post-Ukraine situation where they did have the war chest to make a difference. So what's your instinct on that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bit tighter this year. And I think there's going to be a lot of political rows in the government about what they should do and how they should help households. Because if you look at what they've promised to do so far, we're likely to see an extension of kind of the fuel measures that were announced to date. There will be pressure on them to do something to help households. Is that going to just be less well-off households, or is that going to be all households? Are we going to kind of see some rerun of the energy credits? I think they'll try and resist that. But if oil prices were to go higher, they might find that hard to do. And of course, Sinn Féin and all the opposition are shouting for that to happen. And then, of course, we have other promises as well. Simon Harris, the Minister for Finance, and some other ministers have promised pretty significant tax reductions, income tax reductions, helping the squeezed middle and so on. There's this new savings scheme, depending on when it's introduced, that may cost a few bob as well. There's promises on childcare. There's a lot of stuff floating around that they've promised to do. And I think when they sit down and add up the numbers, it's going to be a difficult enough budget for them to agree on this year. And there may not be huge amounts for households, but there will be some things for sure on tax.
Okay.
And perhaps some things that are in relation to fuel. But I don't think it's going to be kind of the big giveaway that we saw during COVID or whatever.
Okay, listen, don't get too carried away, those of you listening, which you do hear around the place generally. Thank you very much. Cliff Taylor is a columnist with the Irish Times for walking us through how the summer looks and then coming into the autumn and winter period on that.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.